And now in the book of Exodus, chapter 27, at verse 20, and we read these words, "And thou shalt command the children of Israel that they bring thee pure oil, olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn always. In the tabernacle of the congregation without the veil, which is before the testimony, Aaron and his son shall order it from evening to morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute forever unto their generations on the behalf of the children of Israel." My message entitled, "The Oil of the Spirit." The crisis that we face today in America, known as the oil crisis, is probably one of the most disturbing problems that we have, and not only in America, but worldwide. You know, I believe this about it. I believe that God is saying something to our nation. I believe that God is reminding us that our dependence is upon Him. Let me ask you, are you depending upon Him today? The Bible says, "In Him we live and move and have our being." You see, outside Christ, there is no life, either spiritually or physically. He is the source of all life, and He is the source of all light, and He is the source of all energy. Without Christ, you are destined to eternity, hopelessly lost, to spend all eternity in the lake of fire, what the Bible describes as being that awful, awesome place where men are separated forever from God and from hope and from heaven and from righteousness in the regions of the damned. I don't believe you want to spend eternity there. I believe you want to go to heaven, don't you, mister? You can go to heaven by a simple childlike faith in the finished work of Christ upon the cross. One of the problems in America today, I believe, is this. We in America think we've outgrown our need for God. Men are using the Lord's Day for fun and pleasure and profit. The Bible declares that we ought to worship God. Our coins in America bear this inscription, "In God we trust." But do we really trust in Him? Are you trusting in Him? Right now, today, this moment, in your own heart, do you have faith in God? Are you relying upon Him, or are you relying upon the strength of the flesh? Are you depending upon God? Are you trusting Christ? Is your faith in Him? I read in Psalm 144 at verse 15, "Happy is that people whose God is the Lord." What is your God today? Materialism? Gold? Silver? Pleasure? Profit? Just what do you worship? The Bible says, "Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and Him only shalt thou serve." Our nation can be happy and truly prosperous only as we trust Him and claim the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as our Lord and as our God. Further, in Psalm 9:17 we read, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and every nation that forgets God." And in Proverbs 14:34 we have these words, "Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." The reason our nation is reproached today is because there is so much sin. The reason our city is in reproach is because there's so much sin in our city. And the reason your home is a reproach today is because sin is there in your heart and in your life. And the only answer to your sin is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Education cannot eradicate it. Money cannot remove sin. Only the redemptive work of Christ upon the cross will answer the sin question in your life and in the life of our nation. One of the symbols of the Holy Spirit in the Bible is oil. Today, more people are thinking about oil than almost anything else. Let me ask you this question. Could it be that God is turning our minds to oil in order to remind us that we need the oil of the Spirit? Our greatest need today in America is the oil of the Holy Spirit. We need an old-fashioned revival. We need the gospel proclaimed as never before. And men need to turn from their idols and from their sins and from themselves to Jesus Christ. And the only way that can be done is by the work of the oil of the Spirit in our lives. Let us observe the following things about the oil of the Spirit. First of all, let us note the preciousness of oil. Perhaps the most precious commodity in all the world today is oil. Men everywhere are crying, "Give us oil. Keep our industries running. Let us run our cars. Let us run our furnaces to heat us and our air conditioners to cool us." We need oil. How precious it is, because oil is the chief source of our energy. But beloved, the Holy Spirit is the only source of spiritual energy. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. In the Old Testament days, the Holy Spirit moved upon men, inspiring them to speak and to write the Word of God. In the New Testament era, the Holy Spirit descended 10 days after the ascension of Christ and empowered the church. We read in Acts 1:8, "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you." Your body, if you're a Christian today, is the temple of the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, we read, "What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." And then in Ephesians 5:18, Paul writes to us, "Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be ye filled with the Holy Spirit." Nothing is more precious in the world today than the oil of the Spirit of God. And then in the second place, let us notice some of the precepts governing the use of oil. Our text tells us that there should be a continuous light. The sins that are committed against the Holy Spirit are the most grave sins that a man can commit. Many Christians today grieve the Holy Spirit. Any unchristlike, unchristian, unbecoming act or deed or thought or even imagination is a sin against the Holy Spirit and grieves the Spirit of God. In Ephesians 4:30 we read, "Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you, together with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Another sin that Christians commit against the Holy Spirit is this: many Christians quench the Holy Spirit in their lives. Paul warns us in 1 Thessalonians 5:19, "Quench not the Spirit." To quench the Spirit means to suppress the Spirit. And I would say to you today, if the Holy Spirit is now speaking to you, if the Holy Spirit is admonishing you to go to church and read your Bible and serve Christ and worship God, and you don't do it, you are suppressing, stifling, or quenching the Holy Spirit in your life. And then many Christians lie to the Holy Spirit. In the book of Acts, chapters 4 and 5, we have the record of Ananias and Sapphira, both of whom lied to the Holy Spirit. And as a result, the judgment of God fell upon them, and both of them were killed by God Himself for lying to the Spirit. And what did they lie about? The same thing that many Christians are lying to God about today. They lied about the money question. Let me ask you a personal and very pertinent question as a Christian. Have you lied to God about your income? Have you lied to God about the money question in your life? It's a dangerous thing to do, because when you do, you're inviting and procuring the judgment of God upon your life. Then in the third area, let's think of the purpose of oil. What does oil do? Well, oil lubricates. It smooths out the friction in machinery. in wheels, in industry. In like manner, the oil of the Holy Spirit will smooth out the friction in your life and in your home and in your church. Oil not only lubricates, but it heals. It lights, it warms, it energizes, it polishes. These are some of the things that oil will do. And the oil of the Holy Spirit will do these same things in your life today. If you will but give God a chance, if you would but yield your life to the Holy Spirit and commit yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ right now, the Holy Spirit would so energize you and so enlighten you and so heal your spirit that you could serve God effectively in your life, in the ministry of your church, in your community, from this day forward. The Holy Spirit indwells every born-again believer. We read in Romans 8:9, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. If you've ever been saved, the Holy Spirit is in your heart and in your life. And the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life is as follows. The Holy Spirit guides you. I read in John 16:13, when the Spirit of truth is come, He will guide you into all truth. The Holy Spirit teaches you. From John 14:26 we learn, but when the Comforter, who is the Holy Ghost, shall come, He shall teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things whatsoever I've said unto you. Not only that, but the Holy Spirit comforts you. We read in John 16:7, Jesus said, nevertheless, I say unto you, it is expedient that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But if I go, I will send you another Comforter. The Holy Spirit abides with you. Jesus said in John 14:16, and I will pray the Father, and He will send you the Comforter who will abide with you forever. The Holy Spirit empowers you. Again, Acts 1:8. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And then the Holy Spirit in your life as a believer seals you until the coming of the Lord Jesus. In Ephesians 4:30, grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. That is, the redemption of your body at the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us think in the fourth place concerning the price of oil. The current price of crude oil is about $11 a barrel, which is up from $2 a barrel before the embargo that was placed upon us by the Arabs back in the fall of last year. But more precious than that oil is the Holy Spirit, which cannot be purchased. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit is the gift that God gives us. And today, all you need to do is to ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart. And when Jesus Christ moves into your heart, the Holy Spirit comes in, and He's yours without price and without money. Finally, in the fifth place, let us observe the products of oil. Or there would be too many products for us to name. But let us think of the products of the oil of the Spirit. In the book of Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, we learn that the Holy Spirit produced the following things. One, the Holy Spirit produced preaching. In Acts 2:14, Peter's great sermon on the day of Pentecost was one of the greatest sermons recorded in the Bible. Secondly, the Holy Spirit produced power. In verse 37, we read that the men were pricked in their hearts when Peter finished preaching. Thirdly, the Holy Spirit produced praying. In Acts 2:42, we read, they continued steadfastly in prayer. The Holy Spirit produced paying. In verse 45, we read, they sold their possessions and distributed unto all men as they needed it. And then the Holy Spirit produced praise. In Acts 2:47, we read, praising God and having favor with God and with men. These are some of the products of the oil of the Spirit. Again, I ask in your own life, have you the Holy Spirit in your heart? Are you led by the Holy Spirit? Are you following the direction of the Holy Spirit for your life? What about your relationship to God? Do you know Christ as your Savior? If not, you can come this moment, and many of the difficulties and the problems that the devil will throw in your face can all be solved right now as you open the door of your heart and let Jesus Christ come in. I said a while ago that we hear a lot about shortages and a lot about the oil crisis and many other crises that face us as Americans. But let me remind you of this, and this is my footnote, and I shall be through. When you have the oil of the Holy Spirit in your life, there will be no spiritual shortages for you.